Hello, my name is Sharon Tang, and my research focuses on motor neuron connections and innervation of muscles in Drosophila melanogaster. Drosophila have two sets of muscle systems, which are the larval muscles and the adult muscles. For my project, I am focusing on the larval somatic muscles, which develop during embryogenesis and is necessary for feeding, hatching, and crawling of the larvae. The muscle system is composed of identity genes, which are transcription factors that specify muscle properties. There have been over 20 identified identity genes that are necessary for the development of the 30 larval somatic muscles. These identity genes give each muscle unique characteristics like size, shape, attachment sites, and innervation patterns by motor neurons. In Drosophila, three types of myoblasts are formed from somatic muscles, which are the founder cells, fusion-competent myoblasts, and adult muscle precursors. Founder cells are particularly important because they carry the information for development of muscles. As shown in the top right figure, the ultimate formation of a muscle with unique characteristics is due to fusion events between a founder cell and multiple fusion-competent myoblasts. In addition to its role in muscle formation, founder cells are also important in the process of defasciculation, which is the branching off of axons. Motor axons exit the central nervous system from three major nerves, which include the segmental nerve, the intersegmental nerve, and the transverse nerve. My main focus is motor neuron innervation by a specific segmental nerve A, in the abdominal muscles. The abdominal muscles in Drosophila consist of hemisegments, which contain repeating sets of muscles, but I am interested in looking specifically at the four lateral transverse muscles, which are indicated by a white box in the bottom left figure. As mentioned earlier, there are many identity genes that are important for the development of the larval somatic muscles. Three of these identity genes are APTERS, midline or mid for short, and muscle segment homeobox, or MSH for short. The figure on the right shows the expression of each of the three identity genes in an abdominal muscle hemisegment. As the figure indicates, all three of these identity genes are expressed in the lateral transverse muscles along with other muscles in the abdomen. APTERS and MSH are expressed in all four lateral transverse muscles, while mid is expressed in lateral transverse muscle 4. For this project, I studied loss of function mutants and used OrganR as a wild type control. Embryos were collected on apple juice auger plates and decoordinated in bleach. The embryos were then fixed in paraformaldehyde and heptane and devitilinized using heptane and methanol. In order to visualize the muscle pattern, antibodies myosin heavy chain and tropomyosin were used. To visualize the motor neurons, antibodies FITC-HRP and fascicolin-2 were used. The images were then viewed using a confocal microscope. The images for the results are broken down into two sets. The first is the stains using tropomyosin to label the muscle pattern and fascicolin-2 to label the motor neurons. The second is the stains using myosin heavy chain to label the muscle patterns and FITC-HRP to label the motor neurons. The images from the tropomyosin and fascicolin-2 stains show that OrganR has four lateral transverse muscles in each hemisegment, where a white box highlights one hemisegment containing development of normal lateral transverse muscles. This corresponds to proper defasciculation of the SNA axons indicated by the white arrows. On the other hand, all the mutants show the absence of one or more lateral transverse muscle or develop abnormally shaped muscles. These defects in lateral transverse muscles correspond to disruption in proper neuron innervation. For APTERS, most of the hemisegments are missing one or more lateral transverse muscles. When looking at the motor neuron images for APTERS, the nerve branch, which is indicated by a white arrow, appears shorter than those of OrganR embryos. For the mid-1 embryos, not only are lateral transverse muscles missing from each hemisegment, but the muscles are not attached at the correct position. The absence of proper nerve branching in the motor neuron image reflects the mutation in the lateral transverse muscles. In MSH-delta-68 embryos, the white box shows a hemisegment with a particularly strong mutation in lateral transverse muscle development. The motor neuron image for this mutant shows arrows that point to strong disruption in nerve branching for that specific hemisegment. The myosin heavy chain and FITC-HRP stains show similar results. For OrganR, Each hemisegment shows four distinct lateral transverse muscles with proper nerve branching. For the mutant genotype, Apteryx, some hemisegments contain only three lateral transverse muscles, while others show development of lateral transverse muscles incorrectly attached together at the center. When looking at the motor neuron images corresponding to Apteryx, it is evident that there is an absence of proper nerve branching. Overall, the results show that mutant genotypes with implications in muscle patterning also show disruption in proper neuron innervation. For future directions, I am interested in studying additional genotypes and also gain-of-function mutants using the GAL4 UAS system to drive overexpression. Additionally, I am interested in using different antibodies such as horseradish, peroxidase, and fascicline 3 to label the neuromuscular junction. So far, the imaging technique used for this project has been fixed imaging, but for the future, I hope to include live imaging. I would like to take this moment to thank Dr. Dobie for mentoring me on this project, along with everyone who contributed to making this project possible. Lastly, if anyone has questions or suggestions, please feel free to email me at my email, which I have located on the top left of the poster underneath school logos. Thank you for listening.